I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has asked Turkey for a recording said to provide strong evidence that Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed at Istanbul's Saudi consulate. Khashoggi has not been seen since entering the building on October 2nd, but Saudi Arabia denies killing him. Meanwhile, the Washington Post has published the last column Khashoggi wrote before his disappearance, in which he talks about the importance of a free press in the Middle East. Catholic leaders in San Jose held their third and final meeting for sexual abuse survivors and members of the community to discuss a sexual abuse scandal and a decades-long cover-up. The Diocese of San Jose has been reviewing allegations of abuse dating back to its formation in 1981 when it split from the Archdiocese of San Francisco. By mid-October, Bishop Patrick McGrath has promised to release the names of priests and church personnel who have been criminally convicted of abuse, have admitted to abuse, or who have been credibly accused. At least 19 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in a shooting at a college in the Russian-annexed Crimea. Russian investigators say an 18-year-old student ran through the Kerch Technical College firing at fellow pupils before killing himself. Witnesses have also spoken of at least one blast caused by an unidentified explosive. The motive remains unclear. The United Nations has warned against rising hostility as migrant drownings in the Mediterranean Sea reached an all-time high this year. In a statement, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said the anti-immigrant rhetoric that's rising in Europe is toxic and divisive and out of touch with reality. He said arrival numbers are falling, but the rate at which people are losing their lives is on the rise. More than 1,700 lives have been lost since the start of 2018. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.